if you like, you can read some of the things that we won't be covering. It's called Universal Grace. It's page 9 in the little box. If you type 9 and you hit enter, you should get down to that page. It's called Universal Grace. It actually says 12 of 96, but it should be 9. F or new devotees. What new devotees?
I added Baldas, then Jagmohini Dideshi, and I don't remember the fourth one. Tripathya.
I don't see anyone.
I added Jagmohini Didi, Prajagopal Das, and Shilpi.
I don't see them listed on my in my window. The Loudon Nelson Center in Santa Cruz, California, on June 30th, 1992. Om Agnati Mirandasya Yananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Vansha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindubhya Evacha Patitanam Bhavanibhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Mahavaranaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratvichaye Namaha. Respected devotees, my dear God brothers and sisters, honorable gentlemen and ladies, by your mercy I have come here for meeting with you all, and I want to spend some time with you to speak about Krishna consciousness. I am not so learned, and especially I am very poor in English, but you have much affection for me, and you're always my well-wishers. So I shall try to express something about Krishna consciousness. Why have I come here to the West? Previously, a great general in the line of Krishna consciousness, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, felt the great necessity to preach Krishna consciousness, especially in the Western world. He could not wait to do that, and as soon as possible, he tried to come. And he came alone. But what is that feeling he had? Actually, what did he want to do and why? My connection also is with that consciousness, and I can say it is the topmost necessity for the conditioned souls. One who can understand this cannot tolerate living without giving something of that consciousness. That was Srila Prabhupada's position. He was always feeling compassion for the conditioned souls who are suffering so much in this mundane world. Conditioned souls cannot understand what is good for their real life, their eternal life. That feeling brought him to the West. No doubt his Gurudev, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, ordered him to preach in the West. But Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur gave that order to all the devotees also. The feeling to do good for others was deeply in the heart of Srila Swami Maharaj. He had no money and not so much experience, but he had eagerness, affection, and a full good heart. With a full good heart, he could not tolerate the deficiency of knowledge and Krishna consciousness in the jiva souls, and he tried as soon as possible to come to the West. He tried so hard to give Krishna consciousness, and during the first year, he suffered in many ways. But his eagerness and his deep feelings gave success to his preaching Krishna consciousness. He started alone, but Eko Hum Bahushyam, I, the one, became many. This is an aphorism of the Upanishads. Bhagavan, the Supreme Lord, was alone first, and then he became many, and with his heart of love, He manifested himself in millions of forms. Similarly, Swami Maharaj, Shiva Swami Maharaj, whose heart was filled with divine love, wanted to distribute Krishna consciousness. His feeling was that it was an extreme necessity for the conditioned souls, and if they didn't get it, what would they take, and in which way would they live? Actually, he was very disturbed and could not understand why the conditioned souls are running around in the illusory environment. His feeling was very strong. He wanted to give something, and he gave it first in the Western world. I have come to meet with you all, my friends and your families. I have received mercy from you, and therefore I can come. Mercy means your affection. Affection has attracted me to meet with you, and this affection has grown through Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, I live in India, and you live in America, and we live so far apart. But attachment, attraction, and affection have all grown to Krishna consciousness, and thus I have a chance to come here and meet with you. What can I give you? You have all material things, but Krishna consciousness has no end. We can only start and we can only proceed. But we will find that there is no end. It is infinite. Krishna consciousness is infinite. There are several kinds of relationships in service to Krishna, and feelings are also infinite there. Our connection with the infinite is always giving us that infinite position, and our service mood will also always work infinitely in that infinite world. That is Goloka Vrindavan. Some may consider the ultimate plane to be Paravyam or Vaikuntha. But the underlying necessity is to practice Krishna consciousness, and that is our life's goal. Our real form is transcendental, not destructible. And there is much possibility to get a position in the service world. We have that type of possibility and form if, in any way, any auspicious soul can connect us with that transcendental world, we will get everything there. This feeling was in the heart of Srila Swami Maharaj. He tried in many ways to begin his mission in India, but lastly he thought, my place is in the West, and I can try to do something there. All religions are always showing us something. Some are showing heaven, some are showing Vaikuntha, and some are showing Golok. But all religions are trying to take us upwards, not downwards. That is the nature of religion. Everybody has some eagerness to know what Indian religion is. But actually, religion is not for India and not for America. Religion is for the Jiva soul. Jiva souls have permanent existence, which is thinking, feeling, and willing, and Jiva souls are eternal. They have the religion of service to Krishna, their Lord, and service to the transcendental plane. There we find all happiness, all ecstasy, all beauty, charm, and divine love. Whatever we want in this mundane world within our conditioned position, one minute. Beyond that, in the transcendental world, that divine love is always waiting for us, waiting to embrace us. That is the actual position, and no one, and one who can understand this, cannot live without giving that gift to others, and that is Krishna consciousness. Once we wake up and get connected with that consciousness, we can never leave it. We must proceed stage after stage up to Brajadam, Goloka Vrindavan. That is the religion of all Jiva souls. Many auspicious Mahatmas or great religious teachers come from time to time, and their goal is to try to take us up over this illusory environment. Some religions want to take us to heaven. Some religions wants to take us to Brahmalok, and some want to take us to Vaikuntha Lok. All of them want to take us to a higher level. But ultimately, all the scriptures and the very intimate servitors of Krishna come down into this mundane world to show us our highest life's goal, which is service to our divine lover, Lord Sri Krishna. One who has that feeling will surely give us connection with Krishna Lok. That is the nature of the sadhu. Sadhus do not want to enjoy anything, but they are always trying to give enjoyment to others. Not mundane enjoyment, but transcendental joyfulness, happiness, ecstasy. The description of Krishna Lok or Golok Vrindavan is very nicely given in Brahma Samhita, Srimad Bhagavatam, and other scriptures that are trying to give divine knowledge to us and trying to make us qualified servitors in that divine plane. So I have come to meet with you all, not for any mundane enjoyment, or for giving or taking anything mundane. You are my God brothers, God sisters, and spiritual relatives. Actually, the Atma, the soul, is coming from a vast power, and we are part of that. In that way, we are all relatives. When a particular sadhu came from India and addressed the people, brothers and sisters of America, everybody was charmed to hear it. We really are all brothers and sisters related with each other in a higher way, and everybody has some existence for the relationship to each other in their eternal form. That is Chaitanya Jivatma, and everybody has a service relationship with our divine lover, Lord Sri Krishna. And that way we are all related. We must try to help each other to progress in the line of Krishna consciousness, and then we will easily proceed to our destination. That is the advice of the scriptures. In this way, I need your association. You are giving me much affection, but not for mundane enjoyment and not for taking or giving something mundane. By your association, perhaps I can give some hope to you all to try to proceed to your destination. I can say, what is your own property? What is the wealth of your soul? I must try to help you, and you also can give me hope and encouragement for that transcendental service. That is my hope. You have many things in this mundane world, but the real necessity is the mood of practicing Krishna consciousness. And that has no end, and it is increasing in an ever more beautiful way. With heartfelt energy, you please try to proceed, and you can preach this Krishna consciousness to others for their benefit. I shall also try to help in that way. And if you have any questions about Krishna consciousness, I will try to give an answer. My English is very poor, so I cannot give a formal lecture. It is very difficult for me to give that, but it is very easy for me to give answers about Krishna consciousness. I have received some mercy from my Srila Guru Maharaj and Srila Swami Maharaj, and for a long time I am connected with their movement. Also, it is my duty to everybody. If I can help you to feel satisfied in Krishna consciousness, then I must feel satisfaction in my service. So if you have any questions, you can ask them, and I shall be very happy. Question. We became attracted to Krishna consciousness by a great soul. But sometimes we may not go fully all the way. What can help us to continue to the goal without leaving it halfway? Srila Govinda Maharaj. This is a very good question. Thank you for your attentive question. It is not only your question, it is the question of all of us. We surrendered unto the lotus feet of Sri Krishna and try to proceed to our destination, but many obstructions are coming in our life, and we are feeling many disturbances. Thus it seems that we cannot proceed to our full destination. There are two factors. One If we surrender fully to the lotus feet of Krishna, Krishna will see us. That is 100% certain. In the scriptures it is said, Sakrideva prapanno yas tavasmiti chayachate avayam sarvadat tasmai tadam yate vritam mama. From the Sri Prapanna Jivanamrita 9.4. Lord Ramachandra said this about Bibhishan. Everyone wanted to oust Bibhishan. Bibhishan was the elder brother of Ravan, and Ravan was the enemy of Ramchandra. So everybody thought that Bibhishan must have come as a spy. But Ramachandra said, maybe he is a spy, maybe not. But since he took shelter of me, I must protect him, and I must give him assurance that he will not be ousted. So when we took shelter, whether there was any deficiency in us or not, will be the first question. Otherwise, in the middle of the way, why are we leaving Krishna consciousness? Many may leave and stop practicing, or somehow some disturbance may come to them. But what is the process to leave or oust that disturbance? The process is here. Krishna himself says, Satam prasangam mama virya samvido avantirit karna rasayana kataha tad shoshanar ashvapaparga vartmani shadaratir bhaktir anukramishyati from Srimad Bhagavatam 3:25-25. What we need are good friends and association. Then we can proceed happily. And the other factor is that if our surrender is perfect, then from the upper level, faith will come to us and protect us. If someone is fully surrendered to Krishna in his form as guru or sadhu, then Krishna will certainly protect him. He must protect him. But it is also sometimes a factor of time as to when Krishna will accept that devotee or how much time he will spend for him. But we should not feel hopeless because of that. When the time actually comes, we shall surely understand. It may be a very short time, just in front of us, or it may be a long, long time. But what is time? Maybe a few births can also come and go in that time, but that is also a very meager thing. In relation to infinite time, it is most insignificant. From Krishna we get our hope, and this is a 100% assurance. But while we are waiting for that position of liberation from this mundane environment, and when we want to proceed to our destination, this is when the association of Krishna's devotees will be most helpful. Such association can give relief and nourishment to our mind and soul. Lord Kapila Dev told his mother Devahuti, Mother, please don't worry. You are a woman and have no ability to read the Vedas, and you cannot practice yoga and so forth. But don't worry. I am always satisfied with my servitors who are engaged 24 hours a day in my service. You just try to get their association. With their association, your practicing life will happily progress. That means with Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vandanam, etc. The Lord says, if you hear from my servitors about me and their association, you happily chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and my glories, you will get much nourishment for your practicing spiritual life. Then ultimately you will get strong, firm devotion and strong attachment to my transcendental form. It is necessary for the practitioners to get real sadhusang, association of the real saints. It is possible to get sadhusang in two ways, from Shastra Bhagavat, the holy books, and Bhakta Bhagavat, the saintly persons. When there is no saint, when we do not find a real sadhu in his association, at that time we can take help from the holy books. In this age, that will be very helpful for the practitioner. Our Guru Maharaj and Srila Swami Maharaj have both given many holy books for a practicing life's instruction. If we read those books, we will get much strength and nourishment, and we can proceed very happily to our destination. So if a living sadhu is not in front of me, I must try to read his books. And another thing we can do is take the direct association of Krishna, that is by way of his holy name. That is the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. This method is only for this age of Kali Yuga. It is not for other ages. In Kali Yuga, it gives a very good chance to the conditioned souls. Krishna himself appears in his name in the form of the Maha Mantra. The Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and Krishna are non-different. All the scriptures teach this to us. The name and the person are the same. They are both transcendental and eternal. Then if we try to chant the holy name with faith and respect and without offense, then we must get the direct association of Krishna. Also, our mood of service to Krishna will increase. So these three methods are immediately in front of us. If we can get all three, that is very good. But in any case, we must serve the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, chant Hare Krishna, and try to get his holy association. And for our practicing life, if we cannot get this association of a holy person, a sadhu, then we can still read the holy books. This is the whole process to reach our destination. The offenses of the holy name, chanting the holy name, are given at the end of the book here, an appendix. So you can see the footnote there.
Maharaj?
What's that?
Shall I ask a question?
Of course.
Maharaj, you know, I just was thinking there are some, you know, devotees who practice without the association of a person, the Bhakta Bhagavat.
Yes.
Just, there are many, you know, like cases that they just, you know, chant and read books. So if they continue forever like that, then what will happen to them without the association of devotees?
They can make progress, as Maharaj explained here, Gurudev explained here. Association of a saint, you see, a saint, the person who has already achieved the transcendental platform, who already has intense affection for the Lord, hankering for the Lord. Simply being in that kind of association will make up for our deficiencies. Not make up, but can inspire us to take up that kind of intensity, that kind of intense mood. Simply by their association, we will also develop an intense mood similar to theirs, to a pure devotee. That's the benefit of having that type of association. You will get influenced. Now, if we have a book, of course, the intensity of the author of that book may come through. But it's a passive medium. Book is a passive medium. In other words, book can't grab you by the ear and say, why you are being such a nonsense person. Sadhu can tell you, oh, you're not doing properly. And don't go in that way, go in this way. So it's active association, where Shastra is passive association. But the same principles is acting for our benefit. The intensity of that devotee who is writing that book, or the personal devotee who you are seeing, that will inspire us to take up that same intensity of service to, and affection to Krishna. Who can read a book and become Krishna conscious? He has to be very fixed up already himself or herself. Generally, we're not so fortunate, but someone may be, and they can go on in that way to some degree. But then we always want to try to progress more and more also. We don't only want to remain in one position in spiritual life. We also want to continue developing and growing. And for that purpose, meeting a devotee of higher status, we can also progress in our spiritual life more what would you say, expediently, more swiftly in the presence of a Vaishnava. And with our own level of realization. If we can reach someone who's of higher realization than myself, then that will help me to accelerate my own progress. Prabhupada said it's like, he gave an example once. A man can ride a bicycle, go on the road at a certain speed, but if he sees a truck and he holds on to the truck, then he can go faster than by his own speed. The truck will go faster than the bicycle can ride. And so by hanging on to the truck, that bicycle, you may have seen sometimes, some young boys will do that. They hang on to the truck and they're going with their bicycle. Like that, by coming into contact with a very enthused devotee, highly enthused, like Prabhupada or Sridhar Maharaj or Govinda Maharaj, then we can, by keeping connection with them, submitting ourselves entirely to their desire, then we can go faster in our spiritual life than we would be able to do on our own. So that requires what they call hankering, eagerness. If we are very eager like that, then we will try to find the best method of making progress. We won't want to waste time or go only at our own leisurely pace. We want to see how I can, what I can do to catalyze my purification, catalyze my Krishna consciousness. So we look for a catalyzing agent. That is Gurudev.
Maharaj, can we say that, you know, it's like it's a person who is reading only, you know, books and also, you know, getting some kind of, you know, like holy name association by themselves. It's like a theoretical, and when they got association of saint, it's like practical. Or it is like they are also getting some...
If we're not doing service, just reading and not doing service, about any other sort, of course, reading is also Shravanam. And if we chant also and try to distribute the knowledge that we get from the books to others, we can definitely get benefit from that. And Krishna will have to be pleased with us. But generally, when Krishna is pleased with us, he sends us a saintly person to receive the mercy of Lord Nityananda. Means to get a devotee, a good devotee association. That is how Lord Nityananda manifests his mercy to the conditioned souls. His mercy comes in the form of getting the association of a devotee. So we can understand who has received the mercy of Lord Nityananda by seeing who has actually got the connection of a Vaishnava. They are the receivers of Lord Nityananda's mercy, and they are the sincere souls. If they haven't received that, then, of course, something is holding them back. Not everyone is so willing to surrender and look for an advanced Vaishnava to serve. We want to remain content in our own life doing what we're doing. The conditioned soul has a tendency not to look for a master. He wants to look for someone to serve him, someone to please himself, his own service, his own senses, himself or herself. Looking for some servants. No one is looking for some master to serve. Everyone is looking for someone to serve themselves. The difference between devotee and materialist, actually. Even in spiritual life, so-called spiritual life, and there are persons who engage in the activities of going to temple, hearing scriptures, attending Sangha, things like that. But they are doing it merely on the basis of what is called karmakanda. Karmakanda means they have absolutely no intention of surrendering to anyone. Only they know that by doing these things, I'm getting some good benefit, good merit in my life. And thereby, I will be a pious person and get some benefit in my life. They call karmakandis. They're not bhaktas. They may be doing all the external activities of bhakti, but really they're thinking and they have absolutely no intention of surrendering their desires, giving up their personal desires and surrendering to a devotee or to Krishna. So this is the importance of getting a devotee association, that we want to serve. We serve when we find a devotee, we want to serve them. Not that we remain, oh, I am so fortunate, I have blessings of Gurudev in my life, now I can be very happy doing my own thing. Many people, Prabhupada, I remember, was mentioning to some devotees about some person was coming to Prabhupada all the time offering his dandavats. Not our Prabhupada, Sri Bhaktisiddhanta Prabhupada. He was coming all the time and offering his dandavats. And Saraswati Thakur was criticizing. He said, they call him this type of person dandavat devotee. He only comes to offer dandavats and then goes away and does whatever he wants. Was not very pleased with such behavior. So to come in contact with a devotee, not as an only mean to get them to think that, oh, I have come in contact with the devotee, now I have Lord Nityananda's mercy. No, really it means that when you come in touch with such a soul, we want to serve, submit ourselves entirely to this Prabhu. Our master. Oh, now we have a master. And now I am satisfied in my life that I can serve my master. Not that the master is there to serve me. Give me my benediction. Is it clear?
Yes, Maharaj.
Okay.
Maharaj, you know, like when we come in contact with devotee, there may be many devotees. So, you know, there may be many elevated personalities.
Yes.
And, you know, sometime it may so happen that, you know, there are, you know, different kind of, you know, what you can say, services and, you know, things like that may come from various sources.
Yes.
So in this, how one can, you know, what you can say, fix his inner attention.
Well, the thing is, again, sincerity. Everything depends on our sincerity. What are we trying to accomplish? What is it that we want to, what is our actual mode? Of course, we can't serve everyone. We're only finite persons. But someone we want must serve. And we want to serve that highest devotee, no doubt. And that will be our highest, give us our highest benefit. But in the meantime, we don't dismiss others. At the same time, we can't dismiss anyone else and think, oh, this one is higher than that, therefore I just neglect the others. We want to show respect to all. But practically, we have to do some type of service, commit ourselves in some way or another. Otherwise, it becomes nobody is pleased, right? Nobody will be pleased. I think I have to do something for this one, something for that one. And then at times when I'm doing for that one, I can't do for this one. And then they will become unhappy and vice versa. So like that, better to stick to one type of service, do that nicely and humbly, and just recognize our own limitation also. We can't do everything at once. So this is a matter of your heart. What is your heart's conviction? What is that telling you? And then you want to do that. And like I said, that will depend on who is that devotee that we are considering serving. What is his position or her position? That will also help us if they are a very high nature devotee, then we want to serve them, no doubt. More than the lesser, not so fixed up devotee, or not so intense devotee.
Thank you, Maharaj.
Okay. Some difficulty there with the. Some are having difficulty with connection. Pradyumna, you're connected?
Yes, Maharaj.
Okay. Pradyumna got disconnected. All right. I guess they'll contact me if they have connection again. So, next question. Does anyone, Jagmohini, do you have anything to say? Would you like to add anything to that question?
Mahesh, I have to add, it was so nice explanation. Thank you.
Hare Krishna.
Saviti Didi is telling, she has a question.
Saviti, you have a question? Saviti, can you hear? Haribo? Savitri Devi, we can't hear you. Is your mic unmuted?
Yes, Maharaji.
Okay.
I muted the mic.
Okay.
Recently, we had the verdict from Allahabad High Court. So I wanted to know what should be our reaction to the verdict. Like, what? There was a
I think they made a politically expedient decision that it helped keep the peace. That's also important, that the peace be kept between Muslim and Hindu. We don't want to do anything that would create some difficulty. People are not always rational, especially in the religious field. As far as persons' religious feelings are concerned, they don't always use reason to make their decisions. They're going on their feelings. So we have to be sensitive to that. And Vaishnava is not unwilling to make compromise. But the main idea, we don't discourage anyone who wants to practice some type of religious affiliation or spiritual affiliation with God and according to their understanding. Not that everyone is on the same platform. Everyone has a different level of realization of God. And the whole scripture, Vedic scripture, is written in that way to apply to a whole variety of people. People in the mode of ignorance, people in the mode of passion, persons in the mode of goodness, all have some chance, or should have some chance, to make progress in their spiritual lives. Generally, we don't like to criticize those who are in the lower position, whatever the realization may be, lower realization, I should say, from the others. Rather, our attitude should try to be how to encourage them and practicing their religion, developing their faith, increasing their devotion. We don't want to, of course, encourage them in doing the wrong things. But at the same time, it's not so easy to change a person just like that, just by telling them this is not right, or this is what you should do or shouldn't do. Not everyone can listen to that kind of instruction. So we know, like in the Veda, we find sacrifice yoga for those who want to eat the meat, animals. They can do so if they offer certain yoga, certain sacrifice, and try to develop a certain knowledge about what they are doing, what is the reaction of karma, and so forth. Not everyone can do that. Not everyone can approach that subject from a rational point of view. But at least the scriptures try to encourage them to make some kind of adjustment if they want to engage in that type of activity. And so the point is that scriptures are not ready to exclude anyone. And scripture is the word of God, is the will of the Lord coming to guide the people. So we should understand Krishna's nature is like that, not to be condemning others, but encouraging them who are on the path of some type of spiritual progress, making spiritual progress. So that's the way I see the situation, Sarvatri Devi.
Maharaji, Ayodhya, there was a place where Lord Ram, he took birth. So that is auspicious and holy. And
we accept that.
I don't know, like...
We accept that. That is our faith.
And if the court has ordered that that place should be given to the Hindus and there should be temple built there. So what should be our reaction to this?
I think the order was that there's a certain amount of a certain section can be given to the believers in Lord Ramachandra, another section to the Muslims, and then a third section. I'm not quite clear about what that was, but it was divided up into three sections like that.
Maharaj, there are two Saivites of Lord Ram. One is Ram Lala group and another group. They've given two places to them.
So they try to appease everyone. I think that's the proper mood they have to take to try to create a harmony with all the different groups, rather than if they excluded somebody, I think it would create a very bad situation. For the country and for the people. Might be some terrorist activities and so forth. And this way nobody can really complain. And the real purpose is not that we have this piece of land, that piece of land, but to develop our Krishna consciousness. So for that we need a peaceful environment. We're not concerned with fighting this one and that one. For out of some principle. That is not the main principle is develop your Krishna God, develop your love for God. And we want to see that for ourselves and for others also. So I think from a government point of view, they are not so attached to one religion or another. They should not be, as government officials. They have to treat all equally. And I think they did that properly. We might have another opinion that we have to remain faithful to our teaching. That is not the position of the government official. I think they have done properly in that case. Although we may hold some other opinion that for the government to act in that way, I think they have done properly. What's that?
Maharaj, during time of Akbar also, I think six Goswamis, the temple also, you know, some problem happened, and the deities in the Muslim ruling, somebody came to attack, and the deities shifted to Rajasthan. Yeah. I think by Lord also it is happening. I think.
Anyhow, like I said, don't become agitated by so many political considerations. I know you are involved in those things, but this is a distraction from our spiritual life. It's really a distraction. I don't have to put so much passion into these things, material, political things. Main passion should be in how to develop our Krishna consciousness, how to help spread the teachings of Lord Chaitanya to the conditioned souls. All are conditioned, and we are conditioned also. So how to make ourselves Krishna conscious, and then how to help others also. Not to force them in any way, but to help. If they are willing to hear, if they're willing to learn, we want to give them encouragement. Okay.
Nymph also call Allah, like they read Namaj and do all the things, and they also like call the same Krishna as Allah and do all the rituals.
Yes.
So also gain something, like some spiritual thing they used to gain. So like in my point of view, it's okay if there is a Muslim, like the, if a mosque is built there. But they should not underestimate that it was not the place of Ram Lala, or like they say that we have own over it and this is mine, this is mine. That is like nonsense. Not would be told in a spiritual land. Both like pray together in their own passion, then it's okay. But and of course the Muslims, they are very they don't consider killing to be an offense, so they may kill and that will be considered as an offense according to Vaishnav Pratha.
Well, that's bogus. Even in the Muslim religion, they don't confirm, they don't condone killing. That's something that the people have distorted, and there are distorted understanding. Of course, what to do? But I wouldn't become so involved with them, with those issues. People will be what they are according to their karma. They will act, and we can't try to correct all those things in the world. Only the best thing that we can do is to try to become Krishna conscious ourselves. And through that, by our own Krishna consciousness, we may be able to influence others. Most important thing, if we want to change, we want to change the world. Sometimes we're thinking. But the main thing is to first change yourself. Apply your energy to change yourself, modify your own, transform your own self. This will be the maximum amount of change you can do. To change another person, maybe we may think it's easier to change another person rather than to change myself. So yes, some people are thinking like that. But you will not change anyone else until you can change yourself. It will not be possible. So the main emphasis should be on how do I change myself? How do I make myself become Krishna conscious? Then I may have some hope by my influence. If I am Krishna conscious, then by my influence only, then others may also become. Not that if I am some kind of political activist that I'm going to change others. No, I'm only teaching them how to be political activists. But if I am Krishna conscious, then just by that life of Krishna consciousness, others will become automatically influenced to also become Krishna conscious. And they will see, oh, there is something very special here going on. There's a very special type of person who has no interest in this world, only wants to serve God and to love God and try to encourage others that also. That will leave an impression on them. A good impression on them. Right? More so than doing other things. You want to be politically active, then the only thing you're teaching others is how to be politically active. But if you want to be a A Vaishnava, humble Vaishnava, always attached to the holy name, chanting the holy name. And then others will get that influence from your association. They will become like that also. Okay.
Maharaj.
What's that?
I'm Tripadas here, Maharaj.
Yes, Prabhu.
Maharaj, actually, earlier also I've asked you, and you have replied, Maharaj. Just to refresh that, actually.
Okay.
It's a point that Mataji has asked now.
What's that?
It is one part of the question. Huh? Now, actually, in everyday situation, we see so many things. Which people, they do, they commit mistakes, and not mistakes, they exploit the nature, Maharaj, actually. Nature and everywhere, every moment you see, it's the wrong thing, actually. But that we cannot control anyone, or we cannot change anyone, Maharaj. But still, it pains our heart, actually, by seeing that situation. Exploiting the nature and many things, Maharaj, actually. Mm-hmm. In that situation, how one should cope up with the situation and not to concentrate in that point and divert our attention to our service.
Yes. Yes, Bhakti Siddhanta put it in a very nice way. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He said, even if the whole world is being destroyed by fire, don't worry about that. You try to chant Hare Krishna. Huh? That will be the more important thing to do. Don't divert your attention from that business. He said, the only thing that is really needed in this world is Krishna consciousness. This is the most important necessity. And the only thing that is missing, there's everything else in this world. But Krishna consciousness is very rare. And if anyone can get that and give that, then he is doing the maximum benefit to everyone. And nothing is more important than that. What did Jesus taught something similar?
Yes,
huh? He said, what does it profit a whole man if he gains the whole world but loses his eternal soul? You may gain the respect of the whole world, but if you have lost your eternal soul, then you have lost everything. I may be a big person in the eyes of others, a big leader, political leader, or whatever, revolutionary. But if you have lost your eternal soul for becoming such a big person, then you are foolish. I consider the biggest fool. If you are looking for wealth to become very rich and famous and influential and whatnot, all those things are nothing if we haven't taken care of the eternal soul. It is simply polishing the cage, you know. Bird is living in a nice cage. And if the owner is only interested in taking care of the cage, keeping it shining, and people are coming over, oh, what a beautiful cage, huh? A gilded cage. And nobody is paying attention to the bird. Bird will die. And the cage will be very nice. What is the use? So the bird has to be taken care of. The soul has to be taken care of. Not the house that he's in. That is not the more important thing. The soul is the more important thing. And then everything else can be considered after that. All right. Thank you very much for your questions and participation. Anyone have any? Jagamohini, Devi, you have anything you'd like to say? Or anyone else?
Maharaj, I had one more question. Maybe I'll wait till next time because it's becoming late.
Oh, you can ask. Anyhow, you ask.
It's concerning your reply to Sushin Prabhu. You're saying mainly it's a transaction of the heart, you know, where we put our serving energy. But how if one is saying his heart is, you know, dictating this, and another is saying his heart is dictating this, how can one be certain that they're following their heart, or their heart is true?
We have no other recourse than our own self. We have to follow our heart. We can't. I mean, people tell you follow your heart, but actually, we are always doing that. We can't do anything but that. I mean, we can follow others, I guess, but that won't be true to our heart, and that won't be beneficial for us. So we have to really look inside of ourselves and think, what is it that I want? What is it that I'm trying to do? What is it that I'm accomplishing? What is it that's motivating me? And in that way, make some decision. But the thing should be that if I make whatever decision I make, I must genuinely feel that this is what I want to commit myself to, and this is what I feel to be right, and what I have my faith in. That will be the most important thing. Because we won't make spiritual progress without that. Well, at least must be committed, have faith. It's called Shraddha, faith. Where do I have my faith? Where do I put my faith? That must be sincere. And then wherever you do, that will, you may not think, well, I'm not the most advanced devotee in the world, but I'm not interested in that position. If I am at least true to my heart, what my position is, however lowly or highly it may be considered by others, that's not a consideration. What I must be true to what I'm thinking, what I'm understanding.
So if others are not in agreement,
that's their business.
if one is sincere, then that.
Yes. That is the main thing, my own sincerity. Others may praise me, they may criticize me, but I can only go from where I'm at. Of course, Guru Maharaj taught that if we go outside of our position, try to hook up with something outside of our position, that is also possible. If we have that courage to do that, try to go beyond my own conviction, connecting with someone who I feel is very determined in their own viewpoint, in their own progress, and I may get some benefit from that, then that is also possible. But otherwise, if I feel within myself, I'm doing my utmost, and whatever position I have, high or low, this is my position. This is the mercy that Krishna is giving to me. And I follow that and then wait to see what will come next after that. By his mercy, Krishna will also see what we are doing, what we are thinking. And maybe that may be the more genuine thing. Krishna will be very pleased with that. And we'll see. We'll make automatic progress. We must. This is Govinda Maharaj there was explaining. Who takes up this process? They must make advancement. Krishna is there after all. They're not absent. The environment has its own intelligence. We can't fool that intelligence. We can fool ourselves, but we can't fool that higher intelligence. So what we do sincerely, that will bear fruit. That will come to fruition. And we will get the reward, whatever, or the punishment. But in either case, reward or punishment, we will make progress, no doubt. And I know sometimes we make mistakes also. Maybe sincere mistake. That will also count for us some benefit. I think I've made so many mistakes in my life. I don't I don't think myself to be perfect in any way. I don't have all the answers either. I'm just telling what I think. who can know for sure these things? Try to remember what Gurudev told us, and consider all those things in making our way. Guru Maharaj told, I think, in a very nice general way. He said, "Heart within and God overhead. We must make our way." Right? That heart within means as sincerely as you can practice in your life. You go do that, and know that there is some higher power also, who is guiding us and looking after us, our guardian. And he will know. They are not foolish. Our guardians are not foolish. They are very intelligent and very wise. And they will know how to direct us. What do you say?
Thank you, Mahesh.
You agree?
Yes, I agree. It's a subtle thing, and sometimes there's...
Maharaj?
Yes?
Maharaj, you explained in past something about the faith and the sincerity. Like, what is the major difference between that? You told that, faith is in some else than us, but what is about sincerity then?
Well, I would think sincerity means to be honest with yourself. Directed more within yourself. Sincerity has to do with your own communication with yourself, with your heart. And faith is also coming from your heart, but it is towards someone else. Right, it's toward Krishna or toward Guru or Vaishnav. So the focus is different. But at the same time, faith is also a matter of your heart, and how you are, and your commitment, the conviction of your faith will depend upon how much you trust your own heart, how much you are convinced of your own sincerity, your own honesty with yourself. And the other thing is this, Krishna is active in our hearts. It is not only up to us. Krishna is supplying the faith. He is supplying us with the sincerity, everything. He is giving the feelings and the thoughts to us, what we have to do. And guidance is always coming from him. And we have to trust that God is good. And even we're doing something that may be a little wrong, or we may think it may be wrong, may be right, we don't know. We have to trust that he's giving us the proper direction for our own benefit. And sometimes we have to get hurt. And that may also be for our benefit, however. So we can see, this kind of thing is in my heart. And I must correct that, must take that out in the future. Now I know how to act. And so we have to accept that also, that everything is Krishna's mercy, and he has a good intention for us, and he is trying to bring us back to his lotus feet, because we want that also. We just want that. And he has that kind of relationship with his devotee. Somehow a devotee is always making progress by that process, however long it may take. And however many mistakes we may make.
Guru Maharaj told in one, I was reading that he says that, the person who has sincerity, he will never be cheated.
Mm-hmm.
So, Maharaj, that means...
Yes, you can cheat yourself only, not that others can cheat you. And like I said, Krishna, if it is necessary to be cheated in our life, we'll have to accept that it's also the mercy of the Lord. We've seen some devotees take a spiritual master who doesn't succeed in his own path. And those devotees feel, oh, I put all the faith in that person, and he was also defective or did not make it all the way. They feel somehow cheated. But what can do? What to do? Now, does that person not put any faith in anyone after that? That would also be a horrible thing. So these things are difficult, no doubt. But we have to be able to roll with the punches, as they say, you know, in the fighting rink, when people, two men are fighting, punching one another. When you get punched, you don't stand there and get the punch hit you solidly. You have to move, go back with the punch. The punch is coming through you, you move your head back, you move your body back. It's called rolling with the punch. So many punches will come from this world, from life in this world. Don't just stand there and take them full force. Remain in your place. You let that punch come and give some release also. Let it come, accept it. Don't think, oh, this is so terrible. Accept that this is also the grace of the Lord. Or something like that. Are we connected?
Yes, Maharaj.
Oh, okay.
Maharaj?
Yes?
Sorry, you were going to say something. Everything is about the question.
Huh?
So is there, like, when you got two people giving a, like, and they're both sort of senior, you know, and they're both giving opposing directions, and you don't know which one to choose, but I mean, say, like, I don't know which one to choose, but I know who I want to choose, right? And but how is the, like, respectful way to tell the other person, no, I can't do this, without making them feel disrespected?
What do you think? What is your idea?
I think maybe just say, no, I'm sorry, I've got too many things on my mind right now, I can't do this, so I'm just really quickly walk away or something.
Sometimes we may do that. It's possible. Like I said, we try our best, that's all. We don't hold ourselves to be anything special, or to be some kind of perfect person. We make mistakes, and we try to accept that also. Error is human. We do err. We can't always be perfect. But we try our best, that's all. In every situation, we can't say, oh, we'll do like this, we will do like that. It won't happen like that. We're always bound to make some mistake somewhere. But that doesn't mean the end of everything. We accept our finite position and also accept the infinite mercy of the Lord, He will forgive us. And then I think we can go on like that. Mahaprabhu Mahavaranaya, most magnanimous. In this age of Kali, everyone is fallen. Mahaprabhu came especially for us. And sometimes the more fallen we consider ourselves, the better off we are. And all our mercy will come to us. Just like Krishna Das Kaviraj, an exalted soul. But he was genuinely feeling he was a low person, very mean person. And that kind of feeling is very important, I think, in spiritual life. And if one can feel like that, then I think he has really received the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. different oddities in each, you know. Don't worry about criticism from others. Worry about your own position. You be sincere. Doing your best. Others may criticize you are not such a good devotee or whatever. But you'll have to agree with them, yes. You're right. Thankful number one, rascal number one. But still I'm trying to become Krishna conscious, and only by the mercy of Mahaprabhu may I succeed. All right. I don't know, very difficult question today you're asking. Okay, everyone look and say Hare Krishna to one another.
Hare Krishna.
Dandavat.
Hare Krishna,
Dandavat. Bye.
Hare Krishna, Dandavat. Thank you.